The City of Kingston's bid to evict residents of the encampment at Bell Park and around the Integrated Care Hub has returned to the courtroom this week, proceedings extending over October 30th and 31st. A rally was organized the hour prior to the beginning of court proceedings at 10 a.m. by the Kingston Encampment Support Network, an organization which came together to support encampment residents as this case has progressed. Encampment supporters, including those with organizations such as Mutual Aid Catarocway Kingston, gathered with signs and delivered their message to the city. In an interview with CFRC leading up to the rally, Sophia LaChapelle with the Kingston Encampment Support Network had the following to say regarding the city's response to encampments.
The Kingston Encampment Support Network has been really disappointed with the city and the way that it has handled the presence of the encampment in Bell Park and other people who are unhoused who have made smaller encampments or been living just in single tents across the city, like over the past 3 years since the original encampment in Bell Park formed in 2020. The city is just constantly criminalized people who are unhoused and discriminated against them. And while they would claim, I think, and they have claimed in the past that they have been using humane approaches, they have been, you know, trying to work with people who are unhoused and understand their needs, we don't think, and our understanding from people who are living in the encampment now is that that's not the case, that, you know, they might come down and talk to people in the encampment, but they don't actually listen to what they need, which is permanent, safe, affordable housing. A lot of people who are in the encampment, they need access to the Integrated Care Hub and the harm reduction services that they provide. And none of the city's shelters, even the new beds that they've invested in, really meaningfully address that need. And a lot of people in the encampment also don't want to be moved to a shelter bed or a transitional housing space to only be moved from there within a few months or a year. They want to be moved into a space that they can call home and stay there.
LaChapelle also discussed the rally itself.
The point of the rally is really just to show the city, the firm that's representing them, and probably most importantly, the judge presiding over the case, that the community is watching and that we care about our neighbors who are unhoused and what happens to them, and to really, you know, push the idea that what's at stake is more than just the fates of people who are currently living in Bell Park, but this case being one of the first of its kind in the province could set a really important precedent in terms of what happens in other municipalities for other encampments and other people living in those encampments across the province. So really, really pushing that message forward, and yeah, just really trying to show that we care for people who are unhoused and that their rights to self-determination and adequate shelter matter for all of us.
The court first heard from Will McDowell, one of the lawyers representing the city, who presented arguments with a large focus on safety concerns posed by the encampment, claiming it poses, quote, serious risks for occupants and the community, end quote. Safety and adjacent concerns associated with the site included fire hazards, vandalism of public property, drug use and sale, and even concerns of human trafficking. McDowell also described reported hostility and harassment towards Kingston police, as well as other responders, including paramedics and firefighters from encampment residents. Due to these safety concerns, it was argued that the encampment is, quote, not a place of safety, end quote, for residents, or at least not safer than alternative options, and thus clearing the encampment would not be depriving residents of safety and security. The city's representative notably acknowledged the lack of shelter space in Kingston in comparison to the number of people experiencing homelessness in the municipality, conceding that even with the city's recent efforts to expand capacity, there's a large discrepancy between the number of spaces available and those needed. LaChapelle also discussed the issue of shelter space and provided some figures.
As of July 2023, there were 524 people on the City of Kingston's by name list, which is a list of everyone who is experiencing homelessness in Kingston. And there were only 246 shelter beds. And that's a pretty generous number because it includes all of the emergency shelter beds, but also all transitional shelter beds, which wouldn't normally be included in a shelter bed count. So even still, 246 beds is still 278 beds short of the number of people who are on the by name list. And the by name list includes people sort of all over the continuum of houselessness. So it includes people who are currently living in shelters, who are currently living in transitional houses, who are living unsheltered in tents, but then who also may be experiencing invisible houselessness, like couch surfing, and that kind of thing. So even though some of those people on the by name list are already in shelters or transitional housing, there's still, I mean, more than half of those people don't have a shelter bed.
The Kingston Community Legal Clinic, representing approximately 14 encampment residents, responded, specifically addressing the lack of shelter space in the city for residents, the importance of the encampment's proximity to the integrated care hub, and barriers to accessing shelters. Representatives for encampment members once again pointed to the lack of space in local shelters, even when only discussing the approximately 35 individuals who reside at the encampment. They also discussed the barriers at various shelters, which make them less accessible or appealing in comparison to the encampment, including challenges when it comes to accommodating those who would like to stick with their partner, substance use, and the issue of keeping one's belongings. Other concerns also include causing residents to be distanced from the integrated care hub and their resources, which are notably not available at other resource centers or shelters. The representative for the encampment went into detail describing the integrated care hub's uniquely prepared team of professionals and services, which are available 24/7, including the fact that they are the only safe consumption site in the city. Proceedings continue through Tuesday, October 31st. However, Justice Carter, who is overseeing the case, will be taking time to make his decision and will be receiving more materials from both legal teams. The case will continue to be discussed in the coming weeks.